She finds a pen in her bag and writes a letter. It's the first she has written in 20 years. Dear Will, an apology first. There'll be things I forget to say, or better words I could have used. But whatever I miss in this letter, please believe I say in writing it. I'm thinking clearly, for now. I don't know how long for, but I choose first to use this time for us before it all comes on again. I wish I knew how we got here, to the point where I'm not even sure this will reach you. But I know that if it's not all my doing, then at least I played the bigger part in our collapse. And for that, I'm truly sorry. Sorry for being cowardly and drunk. For being abrupt and vain and self-absorbed. Sorry for assuming there was some romantic value to being a lost cause. I'm sorry for all the mayhem and then the absence. For the space where a sister and a friend should have been. I really miss you now, Will. Truly, I'm sorry. I've been gifted time by some people to make, and found that I have nothing to make in that time for those people. At first, it feels like recognition. It turns your head insufferably, so that you put nothing else before it, so that all there is the chase of an opportunity. I've come to hate that word so much. You imagine how it'll be. Everything else is obscurity, but you have been given worth. And you buy the lie that this isn't something you can give. I've ruined myself in this. Till my emotions are paper thin, till family life becomes an impossibility. I've painted not only with technique, but with self-sacrifice and self-denial and a broken heart. And it's meant nothing unless some man on some night in central London decides between courses that this is what he wants on a wall or in a safe. This is where I end up. I have everything I thought I ever wanted, and found that it has cost me everything I needed when I got here. I wish there would be a pause, a space to take a breath and understand how much is in that moment, which seems empty and silent, but is full of life's work. In truth, I think that all of us, with defective hearts, who are tapped on the head, who think in voices, who lose it when sunlight dances and need a ray from on high to do something beautiful, we all should band together and give it away, just to keep safe. Do you remember that book of artists Mum gave me when we were kids, for Christmas? Black Spine, Blake's God on the front. There was a page on Delacroix and a quote that he only discovered painting when he had neither breath nor teeth left. I think about that always now. I am Delacroix, wrecked and aimless, and with only one wish: to create a little grace from nothing. Will, if you get this, please write back. Let me know that you and Andy are well. Tell me how the kids are growing, how your days are, what I've missed. I have no idea where I am, but I'll try to find an address and leave it on the envelope. Till then, with the warmest, longest hugs, Jess. Jess lies the paper on the floor and stares at the loops of her handwriting. They are the arms she will throw around her sister. This letter is the first thing she has created in months and is much more than she'd hoped. She folds it neatly and makes an envelope from the canvas, stitching it in place with some thread from a kit she finds in the bathroom. Then she writes their parents' address on the front and sketches an olive branch on the envelope's lip. Leaving the letter on the rug, she pulls herself up on the sofa in her coat and her boots and curls like a dog in its bed. Wood smoke and tea and birdsong are in the air. The tree is tapping again, but now there's a gentle flutter, like dead leaves caught in an autumn breeze. It matches the steady waves of her thought. Piano notes through a wall. Notes that Will is playing, dressed as a dragon, pilled in Ibiza, singing carols round the pool table at the Black Lion. And she resolves, when this is over, to drive with her sister to Capel Carrig, to walk nicht and eat chips, and brave the weather in Llanberis.